You're listening to Irish Radio, Canada's Home and Abroad, and November 1st, International Linen Piper Day, is not just celebrated in Ireland, it's actually celebrated all around the world. And this year, Muireann Nishe came all the way from Fort Lauderdale to Toronto to help celebrate and share her linen piping skills. So, Paul Chirot, Muireann.
International Linen Piping Day is kind of the brainchild of Snapeber Éilean, who are an organisation that are based in Dublin, but they're an international community, really, and they have a partnership with Culture Ireland, and thanks to that, they're able to send, I think, was it 6 pipers this year, to all to just different parts of the world, teach workshops or play recitals. As well as that happening, there's also just loads of other different events that people voluntarily organise, like across Ireland, there's loads of events on, but in all parts of the world.
Recently I saw Conor Mallon and Fiacra O'Regan play beside each other, and it dawned on me one of them was left-handed, and that struck me as strange. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Well, I'm left-handed playing the pipes, but it's only because I was actually saying it to someone earlier. No one was ever strict enough with me when I was small, and I thought that the whistle was like a hurley that you put your right hand on top, which is a bit devastating because I was terrible at camogie, so I didn't last long at camogie at all. But it had a lasting impact on me with music because I've had to get a left-handed pipe set this. But Willie Clancy was left-handed as well. And so was Patsy Shuhi, and Sean McKiernan is left-handed. So there's plenty.
Using different elbows,
yeah,
for the bellows. It dawned on me then that everything is reversed.
So the set I play most of the time, it's a flat set of pipes in C made by Derek Gleeson in Coore, County Clare, and I love them. But he says that when he was making them, he had post-its all around the workshop saying left, you know, and I don't think he's made any. He was kind of saying that he wouldn't be too excited about making any other left-handed sets after that. Because everything is backwards.
How did you get interested in the pipes?
My parents. I'm the youngest in the family. My parents don't play music, but they're obsessed with music. You know, they just never got the opportunity when they were younger, but. So all my brothers and my brothers and sister, they all played fiddle. And then by the time I came along, then we were going to we were all being shipped off to carted off to the Willie Clancy Week in Milltown, Malby. And that's where I heard the pipes for the first time. I heard them being played by Rose Leary from North Cork, who's a great friend of ours. And I just fell in love with the sound. And it took me a while, though, to get my hands on a set. I didn't get my hands on a set till I was 15 or 16. But there was kind of no stopping me then. I was kind of just always so obsessed with the sound of them, and you kind of get they're like a bug, and you get really driven to just make them sound some bit pleasing to the ear, because the first 3 months they're kind of torture.
And I guess it's gradual learning, because there's so much in. You know, it struck me as must be one of the most complicated instruments. There's so much involved because you're using your wrist, your fingers, your elbow, all the one thing. And I remember watching Blackie O'Connell and being totally mesmerised by all the activities that were going on at the same time.
Yeah, what I love about them is that, like, you'll never be bored. Like, I'm still learning how to play the pipes. Like, you're learning for, like, your entire life. Like, there's always so much to be learning. And like, you meet, like amazing... amazing pipers. I won't be naming names, but people who are like the best in the world, and they'd be saying that they're still learning, because now they're learning how to make the pipes. Do you know what I mean? So there's always so much you can be, you know, learning more about maintenance, more about reed making, obviously, like regulator playing. Like, there's so much you can be learning, tipping away at the whole time.
We're going to wrap up, and I think since you're here in Canada, we should play in the Greenfields of Canada from your album.
Yeah, the CD is actually more. I've only 2 copies of the CD left, but you can still buy it digitally. And there are still hard copies available from Napeber Éilean, actually, sorry, and some music shops in Cork.
And I'm sure it's available in Custies.
It is, or I think it's actually sold from there now again, as well. But
Gormila Margaret.
Yeah, Gormila Margaret.